1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Man, we are off to a little bit of a rough start this morning. It's officially spring in Michigan because my allergies are kicking the crap out of me, man. I don't know if anybody else is dealing with this. I know a lot of people have bad allergy issues when it comes to pollen and stuff. And honestly, I don't know exactly what it is, but man, I get those like dry sinuses and it absolutely just kills me. Like it drains me, man. I feel absolutely exhausted. But listen, no rest for the wicked because we've got a busy day ahead of us. Just a reminder, we're giving away the On Target gift card and you have to listen for the safe song of the day. Now, all the safe songs of the day are listed on the On Target button on the 1077 RKR app. That's where you're going to want to go to see what the safe song of the day is. And it's going to play this hour. So make sure to click on that On Target button on the 1077 RKR app and check out that safe song of the day, which will play this hour. And when you hear it, give me a call at 978-1077. You'll win a $25 gift card to On Target in Kalamazoo, veteran and family owned for over 45 years. Yeah, that's coming up not too far from now. So click that On Target button. You'll get it. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Judas Priest has been a driving force in metal since the 1970s, and their second-to-last release, Redeemer of Souls, is one of their finer, newer albums. This was the studio debut of guitarist Richie Faulkner, replacing longtime guitarist K.K. Downing, and features epics like Redeemer of Souls and Halls of Valhalla. If you've never picked this album up or checked it out, you really need it in your collection. This has been vinyl. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's a really cool piece of history that I recently found out that there was once a castle in the middle of the woods in the northern part of the Upper Peninsula. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, we kind of take a look a little bit about the history of this place. It was built before the Great Depression. And it was actually kind of unfortunate because this couple put a lot of work into this castle. It was like a mansion. And unfortunately, before they could even move in, it caught fire and it just absolutely destroyed the home. And I guess this couple decided not to rebuild the house. So there's apparently an area. And as I mentioned, if you go to the 1077 RKR app, you can read about it and see if you could figure out where this area is, where there's apparently still ruins that are on the grounds of this area. It is in the Lower Peninsula, and it's probably within a good amount of driving distance from here, but still, it'd be really cool if you can track this down. I want to know from you guys also, 978-1077, what are some kind of cool ruins that you've discovered in the woods, or do you know of any that we should definitely check out? And by the way, just as a reminder, do not trespass on people's property. That's not smart. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Make sure that you are supporting local business by checking out the Seize the Deal tab at WRKR.com, because we have a lot of great local restaurants that we're giving you free food for. Talking about Mr. Don's in Battle Creek. Of course, BC Pizza, Mi Pueblo, and of course, the really good Dave's Bar. It's got all sorts of food. I'm talking about like Mexican. We got pizza, got all American. And then I'm telling you what, $25 is all you need to get two $25 gift cards to these places. It's on the Seize the Deal tab, WRKR.com. These are super limited, so make sure to get them. Again, you're going to be spending money eating locally anyways. You may as well go to the Seize the Deal tab and get free money. That's free food. You spend $100 if you get one of each. You're going to get $200 worth of food. So check it out, the Seize the Deal tab, WRKR.com. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. And it's time once again for our Rocker Big Picks of the Week with Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. Welcoming back Nick to the studio. Good morning, brother.
Howdy.
How's the week been for you, dude?
Short.
Yes, very short. Very short and very fast, just like the weekend. I was just like, why every weekend? Why is it like this?
Yeah, we had a super busy weekend too, so I'm recovering.
Nice. Well, we are back here with our Rocker Big Picks of the Week. Doesn't seem like Jake is going to be joining us going forward, but it's all good because you and I have a lot of catching up to do anyways. Even with ourself, going back to a recap from last week, Tigers lost to the Stros. So you got the point, but I evened it out because I actually guessed the correct score, which was 6-4. Lakers got one before being eliminated, and then we both bombed on that last one. So for the score right now, it's 57 me, 54 you, but a long way to go, and you've definitely got some breathing room here. So the Rocker Big Picks of the Week. Going to start it off actually with baseball. Tigers are in Colorado tonight, and this is going to be an interesting matchup. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Rockies can bust out a victory. I don't know if the change in elevation is going to mess with the Tigers at all, if we're just going to see a 10,000 above sea level torque bomb, but that's kind of what I'm predicting here. I think that actually the Tigers looking super strong to start the season. I'm going to say 5-1 Tigers on this one.
Yeah, Rockies are terrible. Even being hypoxic, I think we're still going to go in there and just destroy them. I like your score, but I've got to do something different to try and catch up on points. So I'm taking Tigers, and I'm going to go with 8-3.
Yeah, that's going to be a big scoring game. Your game for the week.
My game for the week is we're going to the NBA playoffs. I am picking the Warriors versus Timberwolves game one tonight. It is the young star versus the seasoned veteran, Anthony Edwards, and I don't mean Goose from Top Gun, versus Stephen Curry. This matchup is super even. When I was looking at all the details, it's like half a point difference.
I know.
On their average points. So I think it's going to be a great series. Tonight, I'm going to pick the Warriors 112-107.
112-107. That's a good score. I'm actually going to favor the Timberwolves on this one. And mad that I didn't put a down payment on a house on that Nuggets game from last night. Because I wouldn't be doing this show right now. I'd just be in Hawaii probably. But that wasn't the case. I'm going to take Timberwolves on this one. Even though I love the Warriors, I think in this matchup particularly. But I'm going to take 117-114 Timberwolves. A very close playoff game.
All right.
Moving along to the Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness Big Pick of the Week. We are getting into some NHL hockey here. Hurricanes, Capitals, this is going to be a great game. Nick, what are you feeling on this one?
So, yes, Stanley Cup playoffs are still going on. They go on forever. And I think that Stanley should sponsor the Stanley Cup and turn it into a giant Stanley Cup. You might get all the TikTok hot girls coming in and becoming fans and bring that up.
Nick isn't even getting paid for this endorsement.
It could work, you know. I think this is a good game. I think the Capitals are going to go all the way, though, actually, to the Stanley Cup. So I'm going to pick the Capitals to beat Hurricanes. I'm going to say 5-3.
5-3. I'm actually also taking the Caps because I feel like, especially because of the year Alex Ovechkin has had and now being the all-time greatest scorer, goal scorer in the NHL, I think this is his year. They got to end it with some magic. And I'm saying this game particularly 4-2, I see them taking this big win. So that is our Rocker Big Picks of the Week. Let them know what's going on at Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness right now.
Yeah, so last week I mentioned that we had a Pilates class coming up, a meet and greet Pilates class for our newest trainer, Valerie Bader. I gave the wrong date on that.
Oh, no.
It is May 17th. It's a Saturday, not the 18th. I apologize for that. But yes, if you do want to sign up to that, you can give us a call, 269-373-1000. It's only $15.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I got to get over there. I don't know if I've never done Pilates before.
It's good stuff. It's a core killer, that's for sure.
I need a lot of core work right now.
Tighten it up.
Exactly. Well, if you guys want to try to get in on some winnings yourself, we've got $20 in Michigan Lottery scratch-off tickets for you right now at 978-1077. Caller number 7. Let's get you $20 in Michigan Lottery scratch-off tickets. Good luck, Nick, and good luck with your picks out there in Rockerland. There's no, I guess there's Tigers.
Yeah,
let's that's right. You're the community Tiger Roar guy. I do the Lions. We got 5 months. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freckhouse. We love teaming up with our friends at BC Pizza off West Main in Kalamazoo for Workplace of the Week, because we know there's so many great workplaces out there that are jamming the rocker right now while you're at work. So if you're one of them, get signed up on the Workplace button on the 1077 RKR app or at WRKR.com, and we will throw you a pizza party. We'll announce your workplace right after 9 on Friday on 1077 RK. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Freckhouse. Now more than ever, we gotta watch kids like a hawk, man, because it's not a safe place out there for kids these days. And the last thing that you would want to see as a parent is your kid in a situation where they are in a very bad place and in harm. And that recently happened. I'm going to take a look at this on the 1077 RKR app. This is a pretty big story. It's coming out of Detroit, where apparently a mother saw that her 14-year-old kid was at a party at a strip club. And luckily, the police were able to show up really quick, have a warrant, but they escorted like multiple kids out of this place. So I don't know how the heck they were even enticed or how they were like lured away from their homes to go to this party. But obviously the strip club in question has been shut down. If you want to learn more about it, it's on the 1077 RKR app. But it's just like, it blows my mind that this actually happened. But like, as the mother, like, I can't even imagine seeing something like that and then going, where the hell is my daughter at? Like, really, really bad situation. As of right now, nobody's been arrested, but I can't see this place opening anytime soon, if